You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Cairo will consider raising the equivalent dwelling unit rates in the sewer district next week. The town holds a public hearing on the sewer rates at 7 p.m. Monday, January 2nd at the Cairo Town Hall. The public hearing will be part of the town's annual reorganizational meeting. The Albany Times Union reports that New York raises its minimum wage at the end of the year. In the WGXC listening area, minimum wage rises to $9.70, while minimum pay grows to $11 in New York City and $10 on Long Island and in Westchester County. The plan approved by Governor Andrew Cuomo and lawmakers earlier will eventually raise the minimum wage to $15. Read the full story in the Albany Times Union. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that Kinderhook holds a public hearing to consider paving Wildflower Road at 6:45 p.m. January 9th in the Martin H. Glynn Municipal Building. Several residents of the dead-end dirt road, which branches off Mason Road near State Route 203, have signed a petition to change it from a private road to one the town maintains. Residents on the road would pay for the paving if approved. Wildflower Road resident Rupert Sharoon said at the December meeting, quote, "It's costing us money now to maintain the road," end quote. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Tim Tulloch reports in the Altamont Enterprise that 70 homes in Rensselaerville are getting fiber optic cables on their telephone poles, bringing high-speed internet to the southern Albany County town by the end of 2018. The Middleburg Telephone Company received a $5,562,548 grant from the state's New NY Broadband Program, a $54.2 million program currently in its first phase. In Schoharie County, the grant will bring high-speed coverage to Blenheim, Broome, Conesville, Fulton, and Gilboa. In Rensselaerville, homes along Hunters Land Road, Crystal Lake Road, Lake Road, and Wolf Road will get at least 25 megabytes per second for less than $50 per month. Westerlo and Albany County should also get better service soon, as Mid-Hudson Cable got almost $1 million in a state grant for a fixed wireless service, which employs radio wave transmission from a tower to the user's antenna or satellite dish. Read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise.
I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.